So let's review. On Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, we learned the machloekis regarding the principle of hoyel. In the case of ha'eifa miyamtiv l'chol, one who bakes on yamtiv for the purpose of the weekdays, Rav Chisda amar loika loyam rinan hoyel, he gets malchus because Rav Chisda does not subscribe to the principle of hoyel. Rabba amar ena loika amrinan hoyel, he does not get malchus because Rabba does subscribe to the principle of hoyelu mikli archem chazilei. Since if many guests would arrive unexpectedly on yamtiv, he would need the food for yamtiv. We can view this baking as being done for yamtiv. Our shir began with Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hadar Rav Chisda v'Rabba, Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Shuhi. Rav Chama wants to link the Machlekes Amaram of Rav Chisda v'Rabba with the Machlekes Tanoim of Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Shua in our Mishnah Daf Mem Vav about baking tamei bread before Hafrashas Challah on Pesach. It must be first pointed out that with several loaves of baked bread, people will usually separate one loaf as challah, which is more convenient, rather than separate a small piece from each loaf. This creates a problem on Yom Tov. It should be asked to bake all these loaves, because among them is the loaf which will potentially become challah tameya and not be eaten, making it shaloi letzarech echel nefesh. However, if he will separate a small piece from each loaf, it would be mutter because each loaf is baked letzarech echel nefesh. Now we can explain the machlekes as follows. Rabbi Eliezer savor aminan hoyel. Rabbi Eliezer allows baking all the loaves in Yom Tov based on hoyel. Since Hafrashas Challah could theoretically be done from each loaf individually, which would justify baking each loaf on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yeshua savor lo yamin hoyel. Rabbi Yeshua does not allow baking the bread before Hafrashas Challah because he will separate one loaf and it will turn out that he baked that loaf shaloi letzarech echel nefesh. The Gemara rejects the linking of the two machlekes. Rav Papa says, perhaps Rabbi Eliezer does not rely on hoyel, but allows baking all the loaves because at the time of baking, we don't know which one will be challah, and each loaf is potentially edible. Rav Sheshet Bar Davidi says, perhaps Rav Yeshua only rejects hayil in our Mishnah, where nobody will be allowed to eat the loaf that is challah tameya. But in the case of baking extra on Yom Tov, he would say hayil because the guest can eat it. The Braisa continues, V'kama shir isa, what is the maximum amount of dough a person can make on Pesach without having to worry about it becoming chametz? Rabbi Shmuel ben Neshar B'Yechon ben Bereke says, B'chitin, wheat flour, 2 kavan, B'sa'irin, barley flour, 3 kavan. Rabbi Nassim B'Shem Rabbi Yezza Oimer, Chilof Hadvarm, the opposite, B'chitin, wheat flour, 3 kavan, B'sa'irin, barley flour, 2 kavan. The machlekes is whether wheat or barley flour leavens more quickly, and therefore we must make a smaller amount at a time. Rav paskins that the maximum amount of dough we can make is the equivalent of the amount of dough that is chayiv in challah. For the details of the shir challah, see our review of Erev and Daf Pei Gimel. Rav Yosef supported the minhag that women should bake only 3/4 of a kav at a time. This was not a chumr de'asil de'kula in having them make such small amounts of dough that they would avoid the chayiv of challah, because he holds like Rabbi Eliezer that hasal mitzarf in l'challah. Even if bread is baked separately, when it is put in the same basket after being baked, the basket combines them to make a shir challah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, if a flat, rimless kli would combine the different loaves to make a shir challah and leaves it as a tekoi, unresolved. Zok the Mishnah. In the case where 3 women are baking together and sharing one small oven that can only fit one batch of dough at one time. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Sholish Nashim Loshes Ka'achas V'Oifes Betaner Echad Zu Achar Zu. They can all begin kneading at the same time and take turns baking. We're not concerned that the third batch might become chametz while the first two are baking. The Mishnah adds, Tafach tiltosh b'tzeinen. If she notices the dough beginning to rise, she should put her hands in cold water and pat it on the dough to keep it from leavening. V'chacham maimrim, achas lasha, v'achas erechas, v'achas eifa. They should work in a staggered order. As the Gemara explains, there are 3 steps which each take approximately the same amount of time: kneading, shaping, and baking. Therefore, one woman first kneads her dough. Then when she is ready to begin the next step of shaping her dough into loaves, the second woman begins to knead. The next step is what the Chachamim are describing in the Mishnah, achas losha, v'achas ereches, v'achas eifa. The third is kneading, while the second is shaping, while the first is baking. This way, since they are constantly working the dough, it will not become chametz. The Mishnah continues, as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Kiva asks Rabbi Gamliel whether he allows waiting in all circumstances. After all, there are variables, such as women who work quicker or slower, dry or moist wood, hot or cool oven? He answered, yes, indeed. Ein locha elama shoshana chacham. We must follow the ruling as taught by the chachamim without qualification. Zok the Mishnah. Seir yisarif va'eichle pater. Dough at the stage of seir should be burned, but one who eats it is not chayev karas. Siduk yisarif va'eichle chayev karas. Dough at the stage of siduk should be burned, and one who eats it is chayev karas, as the Gemara explains. There are actually three stages in the chimutz of dough. Hichsifu panav. The surface of the dough turns white, like the complexion of a person who is scared. Kikarni chagavim. Tiny unconnected cracks, like the antenna of grasshoppers, start to appear on the surface of the dough. Siduk, shenis arvu sedakim zebezeh. The cracks spread and intersect. Rebbe Yehuda holds that hichsifu panav is considered matzah, and not chametz at all. Kikarni chagavim is what the Mishnah refers to as seir, which is chametz nuksha. Siduk is chametz gamer. Remeir holds that hichsifu panav is what the Mishnah refers to as seir, which is chametz nuksha. Kikarni chagavim is what the Mishnah refers to as siduk and is chametz gamer. Siduk is of course chametz gamer. Rav explains the reasoning of Remeir as ein lecha kol sedik v'sedik milmala she'ein lekama sedakim milmata. For every one of the kikarni chagavim on the surface, there are lots of siduk on the inside. There is another machlekes in this Mishnah. Rebbe Yehuda holds that chametz nekshe is not asim d'oraisa, as he says va'eichle pater. The chacham of our Mishnah, which are Remeir, hold like the Mishnah at the beginning of the perek, harei elu ba'azhara ve'ein behem mishum karas. Chametz nekshe is a lav d'oraisa.